And then the pasuk continues. The pasuk says, "Tcheles va'argomon." It says in the pasuk, "Vatola shani v'sheish v'izim." These are cloths with this beautiful color. It says, "V'oros elim ma'adamim v'oros tchoshim v'atzei shitim." Atzei shitim is wood. Oros tchoshim. It's not clear what tchoshim is. If we look in the authoritative pirish of art scroll on the pasuk says skins of tchoshim. So what are tchoshim? Rashi says we don't know what tchoshim are. Tchoshim, says Rashi. Rashi says that there were only, it was something that was only the fisha. Min chayav lo hisal lisha. V'harbi gvonim hayula. It's a special type of animal that only was temporary. And it's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Tachash haya b'mei Moshe b'riyosh l'pnei atzmahi. The fisham is damin lo l'moshe v'asim menu mishkan v'nignas. So it was an animal that only had the fisham, and for some reason we need the iris tachashim, were important iris to have in the mishkan. What's interesting is that the Oris Tchoshim apparently appears a few other times here. It says the following thing. The Maral, in his Sefer Gur Aryeh, brings the Pasuk. And the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Va'analecha Tochosh. Va'analecha Tochosh means I'll make for you shoes from Tochosh. Says the Maral, that even though a person is not allowed to wear shoes on the Har HaBayis, also, the Kodesh Harabayis Beminol, Tochosh Shani. Maybe there were special shoes made out of skin of Tochosh. Shudover Habomin Hashamayim, Ve'im Gidulim in Haaretz. And therefore, it's Shoresh is Mimakom Tohar Gomor. So they had special shoes that they wore on the Harabayis, the Tochosh shoes that they wore on Harabayis. Rabbeinu Bechai brings down that when it says, Ve'as Hashem Elokim, Hashem made special begadim for Adam Arishan. What were they made out of? Says the Rabbeinu Bechai. Ulai, perhaps those kois nois ar was from the ar shahaya ar tochosh haya bimei Moshe. Maybe it was made from those same skins of the same animal that was in the time of Moshe. What's the tochosh? Why? What is like the need that we should have? We should have shoes from the tochosh. And Adam Chava should have skins of the Tochosh. Mazet Tochosh. What's the inyan of this animal Tochosh? What's miuchad about the Tochosh? I was thinking perhaps the pshat is based on Mashakatu Birashi. Rashi on the pasuk says, why was he called Tochosh? Tochosh, says Rashi, she sos v'himispoyer b'gvonim sheloi. Rashi says this Tochosh, it was a very colorful skin. So sos v'sameach v'ispoyer. Rashi says he was happy and was proud. Ispoyer means it had pride. Sos v'ispoyer b'gvonim shaloi, with its different colors, because it has many different colors. The shaila is that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like people that are balei gaiva. The Gemara in Soita says, I can't live together with him. Gasas Ruach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kilo, like, there's no room for me. I can't live together with this person. So the Shaila is, how could it be that V'asuli Mikdosh V'shachanti B'soichom? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I would like a place to live. So what do you bring? Bring the Tochosh that's Sasum Espire. He's all proud of himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the one place I can't live, the one place I can't live is together with someone who has Gasas Ruach. Gasas Ruach, someone who's very proud of himself, boastful. Kanireh, Rabbi Yisai. That there's a chiluk between spoyer, a person who's proud of himself, and someone who has Gasas Ruach. And that's the nekuda of the Tochosh. Not only is the Tochosh not a stira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but apparently the Tochosh is critical to us being able to have the Mokum HaMikdash. And that's why we need the Na'alim should be of Tachash. And the big day, Kois Nois Ar should be of Tachash. Or it's a lesbian. I'd like to explain. There's a difference between pride, a person being proud of himself, and a person being a Baal Gaiva. The Pasuk says, Lo'ilam, Chayiv Adam Lo'imar, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam. We're instructed by Chazal. Chazal give us a tzivui, a person should say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam, the world was created for me. What does that mean? A person's supposed to have a certain degree of pride, of importance. Pride means of importance. Does that mean because of his importance that necessarily that he's better than anyone else? No. But he has to understand that he is choshuv and he has something that he has to accomplish in this world. He has to be proud of that. Now, whether that makes him better than anyone else, chayiv kol adam loymer bishvili nevar olam. The person next to him also has to be chayiv loymer bishvili nevar, because he also has something that he can contribute. He also has something that's miuchad, something that's very special. Chayiv kol adam loymer bishvili nevar olam. That's the inyan of the tachash. Soso mespoer. He has pride. He's pride of what he can contribute. Gvanim shaloi, he's colorful. He has a lot of things that he can contribute because of a lot of his color. That's what the Tachash is. And I think that this comes out in the Pitam HaKtoyos. We see this very much in the Pitam HaKtoyos. In the Pitam HaKtoyos, we say it every day. We say, Pitam HaKtoyos, Hatsiv, Hatsiparan, Achelbal, Vavavoyna. We mention all the different types of ingredients. One of them is called Chelbina. Chelbina, my friends, has a putrid smell. Chelbina, if you have it by itself, so it smells terrible. But we put it together with all the other ingredients to make the Pitum HaKtoyres, the Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. Not only is it possible to use Chelbina, but Chelbina is Ma'akev. And the Gemara learns from here that the Chelbina is like Poshe Yisrael, people that they have a bad Reach. It smells bad. So I heard from Shmuel Brazil, he has a sefer called Bishvili Nevar Olam. And Shmuel Brazil said here in Yeshiva, he said, and it's not his own, I don't remember who he quoted from. If you look at the Rosh Tevis of the word Chelbina, Chelbina is Rosh Tevis Chayiv Loimar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Chelbina. Chayiv Loimar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Which means, even Chelbina, who says, I stink, he stinks. Chayiv Loimar Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. He has to say also, the world was created for me. That's why Adam HaRishon, he's getting banished from the Gan Eden. He just did a horrific sin. Adam HaRishon could say, forget it, I stink, I'm out, I messed up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Kais Nois Ar made of the Tachash. Because the Tachash says you still have to be proud of what you can accomplish. Because even you, Chayiv Loimer Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Adam HaRishon could have said, maybe once upon a time I was good, but now look where I'm at, look how terrible I am, look how low I've fallen. No. Chayiv loymar, even in this matziv bishvili nevro olam, a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash. A person has to come saying, I have what to contribute here. I have something that I can give to this. I have something that I have to be proud of, what I can be a part of, what I can give. Therefore, a person wears na'alayim of tochosh. Sas u'mispoer b'gvonim shaloi. Should be proud of his color. Every person, there's colorful people. They have a lot of things that they can contribute. Every person has to learn to be proud of what his contribution is. And I believe, Amini Lotoe, that that's what the Rambam says with this Ani Mesayim. The Rambam says, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakoy Ses Yisrael L'Fichach Hirbo Lehem Toiro U'Mitzvois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezakah, so he gave us lots of Toiro, lots of Mitzvos. What does that mean? Maybe you say, like, you know, there's a lot to get a lot of Schar. I think the Rambam says more than that. He says, every person can excel in one area. Every person can have one mitzvah, which is his, in the French, raison d'etre, that means that that's his mitzvah, that like mamish does it for him. Some one person is tztaka. He's like a beast at giving tztaka, and he loves giving tztaka, and that's his mitzvah, and he never doesn't give, and he always finds, every time an ani comes, he's got money, he's making sure. Like I have a friend, I was just in Chicago, so he has a special pouch in his talzekel. because he wants his bills to be crisp when he gives them to the aniyim. And so he's like, you know, I want to give him crisp bills. So he has a pouch to keep the bills like straight. They shouldn't get crumpled. He's like, you know, he's like, his tzedakah is like, Imamish, he gives crisp bills, he gives the tzedakah. And then there's other people that their mitzvah is davening, and they daven Shmoy Nesrei, and they daven, and they're davening, and they're always the first one to davening, and they're always davening with kavana, and their davening is unbelievable. Maybe they're not, you know, as, you know, as into giving tzedakah, but their davening is half of a felon. So the people that are into chesed, into helping people, and they're on chaveirim and arevim and all the other vims that they could possibly be on, because they're there for everyone, and they got beepers, and they got, and they got, you know what I'm talking about, and they got they're people who they're mamish balei chesed. They just want to help. That's all they want to do. That's this people who they learn bekiyos. They're mamish so into, and they're chazering, and they're learning mesechtas, and they're finishing another mesechta, another. And there's people that are into ion. What's a kodesh bochol zakos is Yisrael? Find your color. Find the thing that you can excel at, and be proud of it. Of course, we have to try to be well-rounded individuals. Person has to try to work on everything, but there's one thing you could mamish excel in that area. What's Hakadosh Baruch Hu zakos es Yisrael? Lefichach yirba lehem Torah mitzvahs. There's so many different things, a person can say, that's my thing, and that's what we have to be proud of. That's the tochash that the Mishkan is built on. Every person should give his contribution. Kol nediv liboy. Every person has what he can give, and Bezrat Hashem will build the Beis Hamikdash. Meherav Yameinu, Amen. Shabbos everyone.